This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by the lovely Makanja Self, a South African voice worth noting. I'm sure you can hear it yourself, man, you know? Featured on two tracks on the Mix It Up Volume 4, the new EP executive produced by Uncle Waffles. She joins me on the line to talk about this project. Good afternoon, Makanja. How are you doing?
Hello. Hi, guys. I'm fabulous. How are you?
We're great.
We are blessed. Thank you so much for that gorgeous intro.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Loving the energy. Yo, I wish I can have some of that. I'm dropping. My levels are dropping already. I'm so exhausted. But thank you so much for giving us so much energy, Makanja. We really do appreciate it. Now, I mean, straight to it. I mean, we've seen the name Makanja on a number of notable, you know, songs and projects. It is an honor, you know, to get to chat to you. But someone who has never heard of a Makanja, how would you describe yourself to that person?
Yo, what an interesting question. I don't know. I would just say maybe like a bag of Skittles, like very colorful, but like very deep. You know, you have to put your whole hand in to get the Skittles out, or you have to put the whole thingy upside down to get all the Skittles out. So I'm a very deep person, but I'm also very like light and free and like just overall like happy, I guess. And on a musical tip, I don't know how to describe that. I just guess a girl who loves writing music and is very, very thankful that I guess I get to do it for a living.
Not forgetting the angelic voice. Why are you being so modest?
Thank you. Thank you.
So modest?
Oh my God.
So, I mean, recently, you featured on a powerhouse of an EP, Trust. Congratulations on that. Beautiful stuff. You know, let's talk about that. How did your collaborations on Josie and Bad One come about?
How did my?
The collaborations on Josie and Bad One. How did that come about?
Oh, okay, cool. So Nando's UK usually comes to South Africa. In the beginning, I think they used to fly piano artists out to London.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what happened, but then they started coming here instead. I guess maybe so that the artists that side could come and, you know, be a part of the culture, see what's going on, find out more about it, et cetera, et cetera. So I was called to Volume 2. And then I guess they liked my music, and then they called me to Volume 2, and then they called me again. Volume 3 happened, and then they called me to Volume 4 again.
Yo.
So Josie and Bad One happened via Volume 4. They called me to come through, and then we were just in studio, and like the producers, TK for Bad One and Royal Music for Josie, they were playing some bangers, and it honestly was so easy, guys. I don't want to lie to you. It wasn't a deep story. It wasn't. We just dug inside our hearts and we didn't know. It was literally so easy.
Yeah.
We just went to the studio and we hashed it out, and like, yeah, we were done. It was so much fun.
I mean, if you got it, you got it. You know what I mean? So it is all good. It is all
thank
good.
Thank God.
So, I mean,
sorry, shout out to Bridges for Music as well. Shout out to Bridges for Music because they're also involved in the project.
Oh, that's dope. That's so, so dope. But let's touch base on what you just mentioned. I mean, working with international artists like Getz and Chai Carter. Like, how was that? Take me through that experience.
Oh my gosh, it was my first time meeting Shy, and she was just so incredible. I had watched her her Colors performance before, so it was crazy to meet her, but I wasn't necessarily familiar with her music. But with Getz, I'm very familiar with his music. I'm also familiar with the show he was on that was really big last year about sickle cell. I just forgot what the show was called. So I was literally fangirling. But Shy was also just so much fun. Like, her parents are her managers. So that was really nice to see. So it's just beyond the music. Everyone is just so incredible and just warm and amazing.
Speaking of beyond the music, I mean, we're always saying Amapiano to the world, but maybe I should ask you, what does Amapiano mean to you personally, and how do you see it, you know, evolving globally?
That's a great question. I think for me, I always say that piano came at a very specific time. Like, we can argue about the dates and the years and whatever, but I feel like most of us really got to know it and feel it and experience it around COVID, when so much is going wrong. And still, a lot is still going wrong, you know? But, like, I just mean in that time, we didn't know whether we were coming, whether we were going.
Yeah.
And, like, the lyrical content, especially during that time, was just so intentional. They were so intentional about what they were saying. Like my favorite piano song outside of myself is Nana Tula. So like for me, piano just speaks about like us getting ourselves out of the situations that we find ourselves in and just paving a way forward for not only ourselves, but the ones that came before us, because we're changing our family's lives. People are changing their family's lives, and not only the people that are close to us, but the ones who came before us paved the way for us to continue, type of thing. And then it also doesn't stop with just the music. Now people are really taking themselves seriously on the brand tip, which means more people are making money, stylists, photographers, videographers, etc. So for me, piano is literally just an opportunity for, because we have such a bad, sorry, I speak a lot, but we have such a terrible unemployment rate. Unemployment rate. And so for the fact that the youth is doing so much and really trying to change the narrative, I feel like piano is really at the forefront of that. Obviously, and education and other things, but shout out to piano.
No, shout out to you as well for that, you know.
Thank you.
I feel like there's a lot that you guys are also offering to the genre, you know, keeping it alive and also making space, you know, I mean, for the new people that are also coming up, the people that paved the way for people like you as well. So it is really beautiful to see, actually, right? Now, I mean, let's speak about how did you feel, you know, being part of a project executive produced by Uncle Waffles?
Oh my goodness, like Waffles is incredible. So I was just really honored because my Lindy guys, like, they could have asked anyone. Do you get what I mean? Like, there's so many of us. And for me to be part of that, I'm just so thankful. I felt, I was like, oh, you guys, I wasn't like, oh, you guys were online. I was like, okay, count me in. I'm definitely there. But honestly, such an honor because she's doing incredibly. So loved that for me.
But you're also a girl's girl. Hey, I love it for you as well.
Oh, definitely. 100%. 100%.
I'm receiving that energy. This one. She's for the girlies. You know, she's not hating on the girlies. She's for the girlies. You know?
I'm for the girlies. I'm for the bros. Everybody.
You are there. You are for everybody. All right. So what's next for you, you know, after Mix It Up Volume 4?
I'm actually dropping a single tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
the 1st of October, new month, new music, new label, never bad. It's called Kukuwe, and it is with Sticks and Deeper Soul. So please check it out, guys. Kukuwe. It's such a cute song. Like, please check it out.
Well, I'm not, is it Xhosa or Zulu? I'm not good at that. So Kukuwe, is it like at your place? What does that mean? Maybe just break it down.
King Bear. So Kukuwe. Kukuwe. Okay, so I'm Xhosa from the Eastern Cape. Shout out. But Kukuwe basically means it's up to you. So my version of when I wrote the song, it's about a friendship that didn't work out. Other people think it's a love song. It doesn't matter. It is what you think it is. But for me, it really is what the title means, is it's up to you.
Maybe it's because of the weather as well, Makanj, when you're saying Kukuwe, and I was like, oh, at your place, you're dropping it tomorrow. So I was just like, nah, man. You know, it's that bass place or something. That's why you even say maybe some people believe or think it's a love song, man. It's okay.
No. Justice for us.
Oh.
Not everything is in Jolo, guys. Justice, please.
Makanj, thank you so much for coming through and speaking to us. We really do appreciate you. More music and congratulations on your drop tomorrow. It's going to do six. It's going to do great numbers. We know that. We feel that. So, we can't wait to play it on the show and have you again. Are you dropping an EP and a body of work anytime soon? What are the plans? What's on the pipeline?
So, I'm definitely dropping an album, so stay tuned for that on all my socials at Makanj everywhere, M-A-K-H-A-N-J. And then I am performing at Homecoming Africa this Saturday, as well as the University of Free State has like a freshers situation happening on Saturday as well. I will be there. And then on Friday, I'll be in Soweto. So all the stuff on my socials, you'll find it all there. And but definitely new music coming up, not just from me, but other artists that I am working with. So please be to my socials, and like, it's gonna borom, guys. It's gonna borom.
All right, thank you so much, Makanj. Catch up with you very soon, yeah?
Yes, bye, all right. Guys. All right.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.